by Clarence Bodiger, and you stomped the shit out of my heart, and you left me for dead in a futuristic hell world. I'm pretty sure the TV said it was Detroit. So I crawled into a secret police laboratory, and they wrapped my body in DeFasco steel, and they pulled out my brain and they put in a Commodore 64, so I would not have to think about you anymore. And now I am a RoboCop, I am protected by Hamilton Steel, and my Commodore 64 brain won't let me remember what it was like to sleep beside you. Would you buy that for a dollar? Or would you buy that for a dollar? So they sent Ed 209 after me, a crazy giant robot. He was kind of a Robotech ripoff. He had blazing machine guns and he killed a couple lame evil corporate executives just when you thought the movie was kind of winding down. But I know that I can defeat any robot, but sadly the memories of you, I know that I cannot. And now I am a RoboCop, I am protected by Hamilton Steel, and my Commodore 64 brain won't let me remember what it was like to sleep beside you. Oh, would you buy that for a dollar? Would you buy that for a dollar?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lions and Tigers and Bears. I'm your host, Jordy Sparkle, and we will be doing a show today. I'm going to attempt to podcast it. Peter had a bit of trouble with his podcasting, but we'll see if I can maybe get it to work properly. His was because his show's too long, but my show isn't nearly as long as his show, so hopefully it'll be all right. That was B.A. Johnston, singer-songwriter from Hamilton, Ontario, the album is called Call Me When Old and Fat Is the New Young and Sexy. That song is called I Am a RoboCop. Coming up next will be someone in a similar humorous vein called... Wow, I'm really out of it right now. James Kochalka Superstar. And this song is called... I think I was going to play Chuglin to the Nth Degree, because that's a pretty good one. So this is, in theory, Chuglin to the Nth Degree by James Kochalka Superstar.
I got 10 pretty women hiding under the bed. Please, 11, don't slip my neck. Just chewing, chewing, chewing to the nth degree. We're chewing, chewing, they're just chewing me. Got 10 pretty women hiding under the bed. Please, 11, don't be upset. I got 10 pretty women hiding under the bed. Please, 11, don't slip my neck. Just chewing.
Chewing over mountains, chewing over streets. We hop big on the chewing scene. We're chewing, chewing. my first podcast show is going to be terrible because I keep talking to Peter when stuff is supposed to be going on. But here's a song by that was James Kochelka Superstar, and this is The Greats. And I like their recorded material a little bit, but you really have to see them live. This is the best song I found on the album, but it's not worth buying. Just go see them live, and you will thank me.
Down. Let's reveal your lies.
TV on the radio will be playing tomorrow night at, I don't even remember where, but I'll tell you later in the day. But they'll be playing a show tomorrow night, and I am very excited about it. They will probably play that song, which is called Wolf Like Me, and is off of their new album Return to Cookie Mountain. Before that was Catfish Haven off of their new album Tell Me, and that song is called Crazy for Leaving. Harvey was up before that. That's with two E's, like H-A-R-V-E-E, instead of the normal spelling. And that is off their album Sink or Swim, and that song is called Father Was a Gambler. And coming up next, or you have been listening to Lions and Tigers and Bears on CITR 101.9 FM, and coming up next is a little band called Akron Family, who will be coming back to town in December. And I was not there, but I was told that I was the stupidest person ever for not going to this show. So I am not going to be the stupidest person ever again. And I'm considering going to this show because I like their stuff, and apparently they're really good live. So this is Akron Family off of their new album, Meek Warrior. And this song has a name, which is, here it is. This song has a name, and it is called Blessing Force, and it's 9.5 minutes long, and it's pretty cool. I hope you like it. So you're going to listen to it for a while, or you can turn your radio down for 9.5 minutes.
of CITR card is here. Help support CITR Radio and get discounts at some of the hippest establishments around town, including the Kiss Adult Toy Store, the UBC Bike Kitchen, the Regional Assembly of Text, Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, and the Eatery. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of businesses. Support CITR and pick up your card today!
Thank you. say that the end precedes the beginning, and the end and the beginning were always there, before the beginning and after the end, and all is always now. Words stray, back sometimes break, under the burden, under the tension, slip, slide, perish, decay with imprecision, will not stay in place, will not stay still.
No.
And we're back. Hope you enjoyed that set, because I certainly did. That last song was Norsk by Norsk Drag Dist, and that's, I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly at all, but that's off their self-titled album, and they're, I think, a European band, and that song is called Kappus Kassing Wishbone, and I thought it sounded like The Books. So before that, I played The Books, The Lemon of Pink, off of their album The Lemon of Pink. The Akron Family song before that was Blessing Force, if you mixed that before the musical interlude. And but now I'm going to tell you all about concert listings. Tomorrow, TV on the Radio is playing with Grizzly Bear at the Commodore, is where it's at. And so you can probably still get into that, because the Commodore is a big place. And I don't think it's sold out, to the best of my knowledge anyways. If that's not your thing, Jason Collette is playing with Ridley Bent at the Vancouver East Cultural Center, which is a pretty cool venue. I went there for the first time for the Comedy Fest, and I was really impressed with it as a venue. They had this band called C.R. Avery opening, and I have no complaints about that place's sound. It's really good. The Nationals playing at Richards on the 5th, which is Thursday, and yes. And Lost Straitjackets playing with Kaiser George at the Plaza on the 5th. Art Brute is playing with We Are Scientists at the Commodore on the 6th. The Easy Star All-Stars are playing their Radio Dread Tour on the 6th at Richards. You Say Party, We Say Die is playing with Thunderbirds Are Now on the 7th at Richards. Jedi Mind Tricks. No, wait. I think that must be a wrong listing, because it's listed at the same time, to be the same day as... You Say Party with Thunderbirds Are Now. But Jedi Mind Tricks is also playing a show really soon at Richards. Possibly on the 7th. Possibly not. You Say Party with Say Die might not be on the 7th, actually. You might want to double check that one online. Although they could be doing an early show, late show thing, which happens sometimes. The Pink Mountaintops playing with The Battles on the 8th at the Plaza. Magnolia Electric Company is playing at Richards on the 11th. Bob Dylan is playing with Kings of Leon at the Pacific Coliseum on the 11th. Nashville Pussy is playing with Pride Tiger at Richards on the 12th. Beezaboy is playing with Beck's DJ, DJ Swamp, who's a really cool turntablist, on the 13th at Richards. Ladytron's playing with Can't Say This or Sexy at the Commodore on the 14th. Sufjan Stevens is playing with My Brightest Diamond at St. Andrew's Wesley Church, but it's sold out. But you might be able to still snag one if you mosey around a bit. On the 14th, Yola Tango is also playing on the 14th at Richards. Caliphone's playing at the Media Club on the 14th. And I know there's one more show on the 14th. It's 3 Inches of Blood with Illuminati and A Javelin Rain at the Lamplighter on the 14th. So, like, almost every venue in town is being used up that night, just for 5 different shows. Let's see. The Elected is playing with Margaret and the Nuclear So-and-Sos at the Media Club on the 18th. Zion One is playing with The Grouch at Atlantis on the 19th. The Feminists are playing with Ben Sinister and Painted Birds at the Lamplighter on the 19th. The Hold Steady is playing with Shanana at the Plaza on the 20th. And, you know, I'm just blabbering. I could blather on for another, like, 5 minutes about shows, and I wouldn't even get out of October. Maybe I would get out of October, but there's so many shows coming up. I recommend you check this out on your own time instead of, and because I'm going to stop, because there's just so many shows that I could list off. But I hope your bank account is as emptied as mine is, because that means that you will also be enjoying as many shows as I have been. Saw Man on Saturday, and that was awesome. That was one of the best shows I've seen in a while. One of the best shows I saw since Final Fantasy, which was also awesome. 2 really good shows in a really short amount of time, and TV on the Radio tomorrow. Lots of good stuff going on. But now I'm going to get some music. And this is by Richard Buckner, and it's off of his new album, Meadow, and the song is called Tour. We'll be right back. For listening, this has been Lions and Tigers and Bears on CITR 101.9 FM. Make sure you stay tuned because alternative radio is coming up next with Greg Palast talking about an armed madhouse. I don't know where he's going with that, but that's the title of the next episode of alternative radio. Afterwards will be Chris Arific doing Parts Unknown, as he often does every Monday, almost, in fact. And afterwards, we'll be coming up. Let's Get Baked with Matt and Dave. And then, let's see, what are we doing after Getting Baked with Matt and Dave? We're looking at Native Solidarity News, hosted by CKUT. And then we'll be CITR News and the news team, or News 101, I think is what they're calling themselves these days. We'll be giving you our take on the news. When I say us, I mean CITR, not that I'm involved in the news team. But yeah, CITR does a good job with the news. They have for a while, and I like it. But yeah, since you've been listening to all this weird stuff and like sort of sad country-influenced rock and folk and stuff like that all day, I'm thinking that I'm going to end the day with the complete opposite of that. This is off of The Rapture's new album, and it is called Don't Go Into It. It's Get Myself Into It, and it's off of Pieces of the People We Love. And thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
There you have it.